Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So political pundits are all over Hillary Clinton's trip to Russia. Many of them are saying that she was ineffective during her trip there and even failed because her Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, announced that his country is not supporting harsh sanctions against Iran. And that's one of the reasons that Hillary Clinton went to Russia. So joining us to talk about her trip to Russia and whether or not it was a failure is Will Inbeden. He's a former Bush administration National Security Council staff member. He's currently at the Legatum Institute in London. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Celeste.
So we have heard that she went to Russia for several things. Number one was to talk about sanctions against Iran. And then we got an announcement from Sergei Lavrov saying that Russia does not support harsh sanctions against Iran. Was that a failure in Hillary Clinton's part?
I wouldn't so much pin it as a failure on her part as rather say it may be an emerging failure of the broader Obama administration policy framework with Russia and Iran. And she's kind of working within, a fairly flawed structure there of essentially the Obama administration made a very big concession to the Russians on the third site missile defense in the Czech Republic and Poland, but doesn't seem to have gotten a solid guarantee from the Russians up front that the Russians would in turn support more robust sanctions on Iran. Rather, we had some artfully worded passive voice statements from Medvedev saying, well, sanctions may eventually occur, but it didn't show much support there. So that then gives Lavrov and presumably Putin, who's been suspiciously silent on this, an end to come out and, you know, embarrass the administration and Secretary Clinton by saying that they they don't support sanctions at this particular juncture. So, again, I wouldn't pin the blame on Secretary Clinton herself. It's still a lot of moving parts, and we'll see how it plays out. But I think she's working within a difficult policy framework that was flawed earlier on.
Well, we spoke with Masha Lipman yesterday. She is from the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Moscow. And this is what she said about Hillary Clinton.
I think that she, of course, is associated with her husband. The presidency of Bill Clinton is not regarded in Russia as a time when the relations were good. Also, that was the time of the presidency of President Yeltsin in Russia, who too is regarded as a figure who did more harm to Russia than good. So this makes her a person from those days.
Is she handicapped already because of her past history?
I don't, with all due respect to Masha, I don't think that would be the strongest factor there, that this is the politics of personality going back to her husband and the previous Clinton administration. Rather, what's more going on is the Russians will act in their national interests, and as most great powers do, and it's just kind of Russia's calculated assessment, I think, that it's not in their national interest to support stronger sanctions on Iran. I mean, keep in mind with the personality issues, it can go both ways. For example, former President Bush and Putin early on in their relationship seemed to have pretty strong and positive personal chemistry. But I, as we saw in the Bush administration, that personal chemistry over time did not translate into a lot of, solid, progress with the U.S.-Russia relationship overall. So likewise with some of the friction between, President Clinton and the bad memories of the Yeltsin administration in Russia, I don't think that some of that baggage would be fairly hung on Secretary Clinton.
So, Will Inbeden, we've been hearing a lot, especially from the far right, that President Obama, in their words, kowtowed to Russia by changing their opinions on the missile defense shield in September, and now Russia has embarrassed the Obama administration by not supporting him in foreign policy against Iran. Is this, in your view, all of this talk about Hillary Clinton failing in Russia, is this just more of the attacks against Obama? Is just another chance to say that President Obama is failing, or is there some kind of substance?
Yeah, well, I certainly wouldn't defend, extra inflammatory rhetoric or anything in some of the attacks. But at the same time, I think there is a very real policy concern here on the substance. I was just in Prague last week and met with a number of Czech government officials. And, privately, it's very safe to say that there's real sense of betrayal and outrage and mistrust among the Czech Republic. And there were some Polish officials there as well who voice similar sentiments. And so it's not just, say, some domestic criticisms of Obama from right-wing Americans, but these are some very real concerns among our very strong Central and Eastern European allies. And again, coming back to great power calculations, we have to ask, what did the United States, what did the international community gain by this reversal on the missile defense systems? If there had been a solid, concrete policy gain that we got from the Russians, then there might be a better defense for the policy. But I think the fact that it really alienated some of our important allies in Central and Eastern Europe, but likewise doesn't seem to have resulted in any policy improvements from the Russians, especially vis-a-vis Iranian sanctions. But rather, Lavrov, who is a difficult character, seems to be going out of his way to almost publicly embarrass the U.S. and the Obama administration.
But they did agree to allow to provide some support routes and things for the war in Afghanistan. And that's a relatively major reversal for the Russian government. Is that not enough?
Well, again, that I don't want to downplay that at all, but that's also something that's in Russia's interest and that they had been doing for a number of years before they started trying to curtail it just to gain leverage over the U.S. And so in some ways, we're just back to the position we should have been. And also, it's in Russia's interest to have a stable, secure Afghanistan on their southern border there. So, we can applaud that as a positive, but certainly not, sort of a commensurate trade-off with the change of course on missile defense.
So in a one-word answer, does the Obama administration need to get some sort of concession from Russia soon?
Yes.
Okay. Will Inbedin, former Bush administration National Security Council staff member. He's currently with the Legatum Institute in London. He joined us from the Bush House in London, England. Thanks so much.